T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
877-337-6666. I just saw that Phil Mushnick wrote another column. Not a fan of yours, Evan.
Well, I'm certainly not a fan of yours. I know that.
No, big fan of mine. Big fan of mine, as you know.
I don't think so.
Yeah. He wrote another column. He's got 5 topics.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Francesa?
No. That's usually topic 1 or 2, though, yeah.
Gambling?
Gambling, yes.
The stats, yeah. With the announcers?
No, just gambling, pretty much. Oh, and live golf. Gambling, live golf. And he calls Giannotti a pig.
For what?
I assume because he's gained weight.
Well, that's not nice.
But he referred to Giannotti as a professional pig. Yeah.
That's very mean.
How about that?
But did he do something piggly? Or
I don't know.
Is that like making fun of how he looks?
I just peruse articles, look for my name, and if I don't see my name, and my name's in there as well.
Oh, was it? What did it say about
you? He actually said nice things.
Like what?
He said, like, I'm the only guy in the fan that, you know, warns people that it's very hard to win parlays.
Wow.
That they're sucker bets.
Well, you have experience.
And then, of course, pointed out that I got in trouble and this and that, but he didn't call me a pig.
Is that your victory?
Yeah.
Hang the banner. Was not called
a
pig.
Like, you know, you could take your shots. I mean, I'm a pretty easy target, obviously.
Right.
But he didn't call me a pig.
What name did he call me?
You're not in there.
Oh, so I guess he don't hate me that much.
It's weird how you sometimes avoid, like, existence. I don't know how that works, but somehow
criticism,
you know.
Criticism or existence or compliments. See, it works
both,
all 3 ways.
It does.
Good, you're right. Bad.
Yeah, you're right. Let's see. In what stands as the ultimate irony, the only fan host who points out that dishonest salesmanship is dishonest is Craig Carton.
That's not irony,
there
though. That's reality.
Well, then I got in trouble, yeah.
You have a life experience. I don't think that's ironic. I mean, it makes sense.
Well, I'm using my platform for good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to warn people that there are dangers when you gamble.
Right.
And there's no such thing as an easy win. And parlays are the, you know, it's like playing Pai Gow poker. You're going to lose.
There used to be an easy win in gambling, and that was betting against the Mets when Diaz was on the mound. But that was 2019.
That was a whole different ballgame.
That was a long time ago.
A whole different ballgame. Yeah, but he didn't call me a pig.
Oh, well, why did he call G a pig?
Well, because he's a professional pig.
Yeah, but what did he do to warn being called a pig?
He said morning drive show is hosted by professional pig.
So it's just a kind of a general pig comment? Or
I'm
something?
Not sure if it's like he's making fun of his weight. I don't know.
Well, I don't
or
know.
What he's saying, I don't know.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, what'd and he called Boomer a bring it on enabler. Phony.
Bring it on.
Yeah, I called him a phony here.
Oh,
acts like a gentleman on Sundays. Acts like a bad guy.
Well,
weekday boomer, that whole thing.
It's a different show. Like, I kind of understand that. He's doing a different program when he's on the radio during the week as compared to, you know, sitting next to other guys talking football.
Though. Like, when guys attack FAN for, you know, taking commercials from gambling sites and whatnot, the entire New York Post page...
Is
that the article is written on is surrounded, they're rotating ads, by gambling ads.
Right.
So, like, write the column about your parent company if you want, or about your own company.
Right.
They're doing the same thing.
Everybody is, because there's a lot of money in gambling being promoted.
But to pick on us, because we take it, to me, it's just disingenuous. That's all. Pig. Yeah. Can you get Giannotti online?
Why do you call him a pig, though?
I want to find out if he read it and if he feels like he's a pig. No, don't call him up. I do have on the hotline right now young Emily. So bring Emily up if you guys can, please. Emily, it's Craig and Evan. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you sound terrific. So your mom reached out to me via email and overheard Evan and I talking to one of our producers. His real name is Paul. We call him Vincent von Vincent. And the fact that he doesn't like cheese on his pizza, and he's a diehard Ranger fan, and he loves the Mets. And she goes, funny as the world would have it, my daughter's very similar. So is that true?
Yes, yes, definitely. Even though I do like pizza the normal way, I'm cool with it being stripped of cheese as well.
Why?
So you don't mind the little tomato pie?
Because okay. Like, I get it if you're allergic, you can't have it. Like, I respect
There's
that.
No such thing as an allergy to cheese.
Well, no, you could be lactose intolerant.
That's ridiculous.
No, that exists.
It's like peanut allergies today. They're invented.
They're invented?
Okay. Yeah, or gluten-free crap.
You're going to get a lot of angry tweets.
In the 1970s, there was a single person who was allergic to gluten. Now half of America can't eat flour.
Well, lactose intolerance existed forever.
That's another garbage thing.
No, I just said that was what we started with.
Oh, sorry, it doesn't exist.
You're wrong.
Sure.
But how could you prefer pizza without cheese? I'm confused.
Well, it's not a preference. I could have it either way. But I like bread.
Yes.
I love bread. So okay. Bread and sauce is fine.
Bread and sauce. So she's saying if she were dating a guy who had a cheese aversion,
right.
She's a go-along, get-along kind of guy.
I got you. That's good.
I'll go no cheese if it makes you happy, honey bunny.
That's good.
And if I may ask, how old are you, Emily?
27.
27. And how long has it been since you had a relationship that lasted longer than a month?
It's been a while. It's been a couple years.
Got it. And is that partially because of COVID, or do you have, like, gout or something?
No, it is COVID. Yes, I haven't gone out much.
So you
focused on my work.
You have no discernible, you know, growths or anything where a guy would be like, you know, she's a great girl, but I can't date her. You know, she's a cyclops. Nothing like that.
Absolutely not. I'm very cute.
Great. I saw your picture. I agree. Very cute, if I may say so. So I guess the question is, Evan and I are willing to pay for it, and we want to know, would you agree to go on like a one-hour date at a place right here a couple blocks away called the Dorelay? We would bring cameras, of course, but would you be willing to go on a date with Paul? And no requirements, have a drink, don't have a drink, eat, don't eat, but sit at a table with Paul for an hour to see if we can make some kind of sports love connection.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You have nothing to lose.
Absolutely.
All right, Paul, Vincent von Vincent, would say hi to Emily.
Hello, Emily. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Wonderful.
Oh, they got magic already.
Magic.
I can feel it.
Is there anything you want to ask Emily, or are you just
in blind?
No, because
I think that would probably take away from whenever we actually...
Yeah.
Yeah, what he's trying to say, Craig, is he needs to save his material.
Save the small talk.
For the 1 hour.
Yeah. All right, so here's the question. If we could set this up for later in August, Emily will pick a day that you can get off work a little bit early, and at 6:30, you guys will go right down the street, bang, and we'll set you up on a date. Is that good?
Yes. Absolutely.
Great. Paul, is that good for you?
As long as I'm not working that day, that's
I'll
fine.
Make sure you're not working that day. Don't worry about
Emily,
it, okay?
Emily, are you fascinated by weather patterns by chance?
I focus on the weather, pay attention to it.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Another connection.
That's a connection.
And who are your favorite teams of the local teams?
Well, let's see. Well, I like football's my favorite sport, so I have to go with the Jets. So
yes.
It'd be nice if they were better since I've been in high school.
Yeah, it's been a while. I understand. Yeah.
Well, you sound terrific. 28-year-old sexy Jet fan? Like, what are we doing here?
Who pays attention to the weather?
All right. So you like the Jets. You're a Mets fan or Yankees fan?
Mets
fan. Do you like hockey?
Yes. The Rangers were, to me, a disappointment. I mean, it was exciting, but...
Paul's a huge Rangers fan.
Rangers
and
fan.
He's everything about really most intelligent hockey guy you'll ever talk to.
And how about basketball? Do you like basketball?
Yeah, the Knicks, unfortunately.
Rangers, Jets, Mets.
Paul's a little bit of a wild card because favorite team.
Yeah?
Do you know his favorite team?
I have no idea and very little interest.
Chicago Bulls.
Okay, fine, whatever. You can get past that.
I'm also interested that she thought the Rangers season was a disappointment.
Yeah, well, you're up 2-0 and had a 2-goal lead in game 3. Thus
Nobody
the disappointment.
Ever expected that team to go.
Oh, say, don't give that loser mentality, Rosie. She's right. She's right. You're wrong.
You guys should have won that
series.
Once
you're up 2-0, once you have a lead in game 3, everything's out the
window. 111 games.
Oh, my God. No, stop. Stop. You're embarrassing yourself. Matter of fact, I think she could do better than you. The more I'm listening to you make excuses for the Rangers in Game 3.
She holds them accountable. I respect that.
Emily, excuse me, my voice there. What borough do you live in?
Oh, I'm in Jersey, so not a borough.
You're in what county in New Jersey?
Like,
Monmouth. All right, so it's a bit of a drive for you.
A little bit, yes.
But you don't mind coming into the city one day and just meeting this kid for an hour, yeah?
Not at all. Don't mind it at all.
Great. And just so we can learn a little something more about you, do you have a favorite athlete of all time?
Well, the athlete, I mean, let's say David Wright.
David Wright.
What's
okay.
your favorite TV show of all time?
There's so many.
Yeah, I agree.
Probably All in the Family.
Oh, my God. I couldn't agree with you more.
So she's a racist. Okay.
All in the Family.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Your 27-year-old says All in the Family is the greatest show of all time.
Yeah, but that's problematic for me.
I'm 39, and I agree. Don't bring this up again. I'm going to slap you.
I have to bring something else up.
What else are you going to bring up?
I don't think maybe they shouldn't go out.
Why?
Because for a 27-year-old to say that All in the Family is her favorite show.
Yeah, because it's the greatest show of all time.
It means that she doesn't get out much.
No, it means she's an old
socialite.
It means
well, look,
she's an old soul.
I've also been watching Orange is the New Black, so I know current shows, too.
Oh, man.
How can you not appreciate someone
who might be
20s understands that a show long before she was born is the greatest show of all time?
I feel like there's a chance she's like, what do you call those people that never leave the house? Hoarders?
Hermits.
Hermits? She might be like a racist hermit.
No, I will not stand for this. I will not.
I bet you
Paul appreciates this because I think Paul's very similar. I'm just calling him Rosie, but I'm trying to be official here. He's an old soul, too. He is. I know
an
he is.
An old soul?
An old soul. It means you have an appreciation for things that happened long ago. You're an old soul.
I don't think that constitutes anybody as an old soul. I just think we respect the past. That's all.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, Emily. I think we're going to make this happen, okay? I'm going to look past your favorite TV show.
It's the greatest
show
of all time.
And not use that as a character assassination of you. And if you're in, Emily, we will set it up, and we'll see if we can make something magical happen, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever met a guy on Tinder, Bumble, or any of those types of sites?
Yes, Plenty of Fish, yeah.
Plenty of Fish is another one. Mm-hmm. Got it. And did any of those dates go well?
There were some. They died out eventually.
I mean, it's just sex anyway. I got you. I'm with you on that. Right. Okay. So we have your number. Give us a couple days, and we'll figure out a couple choice dates for you to come into the city and meet Vincent Von Vincent, okay?
Okay.
All right, Dal. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. She sounds terrific.
She sounds great. You almost ruined the whole thing.
The racial part of it.
Nah, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong. It's one of the dumbest things you've ever said on the radio.
Dude, if you're 27 and you watch a lot of All in the Family reruns, you don't get out
it's
much.
It's one of the great shows of all time.
I didn't say it wasn't.
You watch plenty of old movies and old shows. Don't pick on this one.
I'm going to agree with Craig here. 27 and it's All in the Family. And I know where you were trying to go with that. Because you know my favorite TV show.
What is it?
It's The West Wing. Oh, boy. So I feel like Evan was trying to get her in that direction. And she went All in the Family.
Yeah, All in the Family is the greatest show of all. She's actually right.
You're going to meet her and you'll decide for yourself. And I've seen her picture. She's a very attractive gal. And she has a job. And she's a big sports fan. And let's give her a shot.
And she pays attention to the weather.
Yeah, she likes the weather.
And you're obsessed with the weather.
I think most people pay attention to the weather. I take it to another level. But I think most people do pay attention to the weather.
I got to tell you, I think there's going to be a great connection. I could even tell Craig when they were saying, how are you?
By the way, how do you want better? A buddy of mine said, if you don't want to go out of there, he's in. Just got that text right now. You're my phone.
I did.
So if you're out, I got a backup. You tell me. I got no problem with that. Bring him right in.
Well, I think if the date doesn't go well, Rosie's 0-for-1 and done. We never set him up again, but we continue to try to help her out because she seems like a wonderful person.
She's like a nice girl. I'll say that.
Screw Rosie. We help her.
Meanwhile, if you're getting ready to go to the Met game tonight, it's the big blackout promotion, and I'm just wondering, are you dressed appropriately? Did you know that tonight's the blackout? Are you wearing black tonight, and are you excited to sit amongst, let's say, 40,000 diehard Met fans all wearing black? Now, we've seen the Penn State whiteout, and I admit, as much as I hate Penn State, it is awesome. Mm-hmm. It looks great. Everybody's into it. It's amazing. I've never seen a blackout at this level before. I think, didn't the Nets try it once?
They did, except they couldn't sell out a playoff game.
Was that what it was? No, the Nets did a blackout, though, right?
Nah, so they did do a blackout, and I think it's the same problem I'm bringing up to you earlier, is that not everyone just listens to what the PA system tells you.
So not everybody weren't all in on it?
Not everybody put the black shirt on. Not everybody waved at the same time. So they're giving you a black shirt tonight. They're giving you a Max Scherzer T-shirt, which is cool. But I think it'll look all right. I think it'll be okay.
See, but you're one of those guys. You wouldn't have participated if you were going tonight. And that's what I'm trying to figure out.
I'm wearing a very comfortable blue med shirt.
But they're giving you a black shirt, though.
Yeah, but it's 90 degrees and humid outside. I'm not putting another shirt on.
They're going to announce at some point, hey, everybody, please put on your black shirts.
Craig,
we're going live in 30.
I want to walk you through this.
Go.
I have two options. Unfortunately, I'm not going to the game tonight. I was there last night. But if I was there, I have two options. I take the black shirt and put it over my blue shirt. Kind of hot and humid. Not ideal. The other option is for a few seconds, I'm shirtless. Do you want to see me shirtless?
Well, see, but that's your ego again.
Ego?
You believe that there are people who go to Citi Field and watch you.
No, no. I believe...
And you're concerned that if you took that shirt off for the split second before you put the black one on, someone might take a picture of the Evan Roberts body.
Man boobs.
Whatever.
Let's be specific. And I've got them. And yes, the answer is yes.
You're married to a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And have two amazing, healthy
children. I'm embarrassed by my man boobs.
Why?
It doesn't matter if I'm married with a million kids.
You don't get paid to look good.
Listen, I don't care about anything else about my body. It's
Let's take our shirts off together.
I won't do it.
Come on.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Together.
Start it off first.
Together.
Do it first and I'll do it.
I'll do it with you right now.
I don't trust you. Go ahead.
I got no problem.
Go ahead.
You want to take them off? Let's take them off.
All right.
Take them off. Oh, you need a tan.
No, you lift it, I lift it. Go ahead.
You ever get outside?
Well, I keep my shirt on.
Why? Because of the boobs?
Yeah.
I don't want you to do that then. I don't want you to feel.
Show your boobs, I'll show my boobs.
I mean, look, I got no problem. I'll take my shirt off right now.
I want to see
it. I have no problem at all. Shirt's off.
Because he doesn't have any.
Shirt's off.
See, I can't.
Let's go.
I can't do that.
Go ahead. Let's go.
I got you to put your shirt off. I win.
You didn't take the shirt off.
All the ladies out there got to see a shirtless Craig Carton.
Come on.
I can't do it.
I'm getting moist. Take the shirt off.
Because I'm very self-conscious.
I got no problem.
I love it hard and frozen, and it tastes great.
Do you really want me to take it off?
I don't. Only because I love you, and I know it bothers you. I don't want you to feel...
I'm going to tell you something crazy.
Any sort of way. But
you may not believe
me. For the record, I took it off.
No, you did, and I respect that. You may not believe me when I say this, and SNY, do not worry, I won't do this. I'd actually be more comfortable
taking your pants off.
Taking my pants off, showing you that.
Really?
You're
that self.
Well, I'm confident in that.
Okay, fair enough.
I am.
There'd be a lot of wow.
I didn't see that coming.
I got to start with it like that, man. My man.
But good for you. But the shirt.
You lack with the chest, so what bothers you?
Yeah.
You confidently make up below the belt.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You don't have to take your shirt off.
Thank you, Chris.
It's all good. I only took mine off because I'm tan.
You actually look decent. I got to hand it to you.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. There's a part of me that wants to see it, but like the same way I want to see a traffic accident. So I don't want to see it.
Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah, that's the other problem.
You don't want that.
And there's probably freckles all over them.
Yeah. And it's very, very hairy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you that guy?
I'm a hairy guy.
I'll give you a little preview.
No.
See all that hair?
Yeah, he's a very, like, you got a big rug on your chest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame. I got you.
Thank you.
So you would either wear black to the game, like because you just planned on it.
Correct. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Unfortunately, you're not going to participate.
Well, no. But forget
about
you might
throw it on top, Craig, but maybe not.
Craig, forget about just me. You're walking into this game tonight. You're a Met fan. You're driving to the stadium right now. Okay.
Yeah.
They're giving you a black T-shirt. How are you putting it on? Are you literally?
Most people just going to put it over. Younger people.
Okay.
Just take a shirt off, put a shirt
on. If you're putting it on the shirt you're wearing now,
it
is humid as hell. It's hot.
Yeah.
It ain't comfortable. If this is April, if this is May, if this is October, I would do that. I'd probably just put it on. But in this condition, I don't think anyone's going to do that. And most people like me, they're not taking the shirt off.
They are. You're probably right.
Thank you.
Because for most men, the man boob is the worst thing you could have.
That, to me,
it's an insecurity that a lot of guys have.
And a lot of things
and
I'm not.
And it might be a split second. You're also right. If someone knew you were going to take your shirt off at the game,
or
there was the possibility of it, someone's going to take your picture. SNY is probably waiting for it.
No doubt. And most things I'm not insecure about. I don't give a crap.
Yeah.
You can laugh, do whatever. I don't care. My running. Not even insecure about that. But this is the one thing.
I gotcha. Do you think a blackout in a place like Citi Field, or even if it was Yankee Stadium, to be fair, looks less cool than the whiteout? Like, almost
no.
Like you won't be able to see anybody type of thing?
I think in theory the blackout's cooler.
Cooler.
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking forward to it
tonight.
If they
can pull it off.
Do we know what inning they're actually going to tell people, everyone, please make sure the black shirts are on?
I don't know.
Because I'm sure it's going to, like, if you're going to do it, there's got to be an organized, this is when we're going live.
Yeah. And there's
right?
Look, they have a good chance to make this work, even though I don't think they will, because it's going to be, I think, a sellout. I think every seat's going to be packed. So you're not going to have to worry about the green empty seats messing up the blackout, which can happen. Ask the Nets. Empty seats can the other thing that can sometimes mess with it, again, ask the Nets, when people are rooting for the other team.
Not good.
And they're different colors.
Probably shouldn't worry about that too much tonight. There'll be some Braves fans
there, but not a lot. So last night there were a handful of Braves fans.
Yeah, not a lot.
Nothing noticeable, nothing crazy.
Hey, real quick, just because I got to get an answer on this. Luca's in Bayshore. Luca, what do you got?
What's going on, buddy? I'm just calling up letting you know that you're halfway right about the garbage disposal.
Good.
You can't, like you said, it's legal in Nassau County, but it's up to the township. And the largest township in America, Hempstead, does allow you to put garbage disposals in.
So so Hempstead says yes, but pick another township. They're allowed to say no.
Probably North Hempstead, where you're talking about, says no.
So what happens? Let's say you're one of these guys that goes, I don't care about the rules. I'm putting a garbage disposal in. How would they know?
Well, they don't know. I mean, everything that you do, I'm a master plumber. Everything you do, you should file. So when you're taking out
a in other words, so if I'm a homeowner and I reach out to you as a master plumber and that's the work you do, and I go, hey, Luca, I need you to put a garbage disposal in, you might come to me and say, I can't do that?
Well, it depends. Like, I know the townships and I know the rules and, you know, what they require. So if you're in a township that I know that they're going to bust my chops a little, I'm probably going to tell you.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot. Because honestly,
so
if you're
crazy,
Craig, if you're a plumber yourself, you can install whatever the hell you want.
Sure.
There are certain things that people will do that
and
you're
you
not
don't need a permit for that.
Right, that you're not technically allowed to do, but you can do it and no one's going to enforce
it. Is
it
because of, like, the lack of sewers?
Maybe it's the lack of stuff that you're grinding down there and throwing in the...
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I appreciate you checking in.
They're not
Thanks.
Going house to house checking to see...
Which is why I would put one
rule.
In. I don't care.
Yeah, but you need to get a plumber that's willing to do it if they know it's against the rules.
That's true, right. You got to get like a rogue plumber.
My mom texted me and said, as a kid in Nassau County, we did have garbage
you
disposal.
You did. Got
so
it.
Maybe I was in the right township. I
don't
know.
I was told that, I don't know what the township is, but like from Glen Cove, exit 39... Off the LIE, west, so towards Manhattan.
Yep.
No garbage disposal.
No, I lived right on the border of Queens and Nassau County out of garbage disposal.
Maybe you had an illegal one.
Maybe we broke the law.
Maybe
we did
your
have it.
Parents were flaunting the laws.
In fairness, we did have an illegal cable box.
You did?
Yeah.
See?
Oh, yeah.
Your parents were rebels.
They were rebels.
How
All
about
those
that?
WCW and WWF pay-per-views?
Yeah, baby. Rebels. You had the special box, the black box,
yeah,
huh?
Damn right. Till it disappeared one day.
Yeah, because so disappeared.
It's just gone. Well, it's
someone must have. There must have been like a notice. We're going house to house. If you have one, dude, be smart. Throw it out. We're coming to
or
check.
Or they cut the wire.
Yeah, but the way it used to be, not to get in the weeds on it, the way they used to do cable, there would look like tubes, like metallic tubes, like an old school record player might have, and the metallic tubes would either allow you or prevent you from getting pay per view events.
Right.
So, and normally there was one of these big boxes sat on one guy's property, and that box controlled the grid. So what would happen would be, it's on my property. I would disconnect all of these stoppers, for lack of a better term, and now the entire neighborhood got all pay-per-views for free.
Right.
Then they came out with the box.
Right.
Which I guess did the same thing, but via a box.
The other thing
the
you could watch.
The problem was that there would always be that one neighbor who didn't order HBO, let's say. And now they're getting HBO.
And they call the cable
and they're
company.
Afraid they're going to get charged for it.
Right.
So they'd call, for you guys, it's Cablevision. They would call Cablevision up and say, I don't want HBO. I don't pay for it.
Yeah.
And then eventually the guy would come out to the neighborhood. He would see that all the things are missing, and he'd put them all back in.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's how you used to do it.
I remember the illegal channels also included Playboy. You remember that?
I never had Playboy
Channel.
Which was
very exciting.
But in the city, we had something called Channel J.
Oh. We had Playboy, and it was very
Robin
exciting
Bird
if you
was
were
the
a teenager.
Star of Channel J.
Oh.
And Channel J was a channel that was only on after 11 p.m.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
And Robin Bird was this woman who sat in a chair, usually topless, and had friends over, and it was like soft porn.
Yeah.
But Channel J was a legendary
station.
Yeah,
we had Playboy.
In New York.
Playboy. It was literally Playboy, the magazine.
Yeah, but Playboy, the weirdest thing about Playboy Channel is, and I've researched this, so just take me at my word.
You researched it?
I researched it.
Yeah.
They were not allowed to show actual intercourse.
No, there wasn't. It wasn't porn. It was basically just...
Well, the naked women.
It was... But that's... Yeah. That's not...
That's porn, dude.
No, it's not.
It's porn all day.
Isn't the actions porn?
No, porn is naked women. It's porn.
I don't think that's true.
100% it's
true. So you're telling me... Hold on a second. So let me get this straight. So if there's a movie that features a topless woman, that's considered porn in your mind. Your words, not mine.
Yeah.
Really?
Not porn, like X-rated porn, but still porn.
So hold on.
Pornographic.
In the absolute Halle Berry, Billy Bob Thornton classic, Monster's Ball.
Yeah.
She had a scene in which she was topless.
He raped her.
Yes, but that's not porn.
I mean, I think you're picking at weeds here.
Well, I'm not picking at weeds. You're saying something that's not true, and I'm correcting you.
You're picking at weeds. You're picking at weeds.
That's not porn. It was a movie.
Naked women in bathtubs together. Like Wild Things. That's porn, dude.
Was it, though?
Yeah, it's total porn.
I don't think so.
100%
now,
that's
was
porn.
That adult entertainment?
Now, I never saw Monster's Ball, but I know the scene, and I know about it. So,
listen, I'm not picking on the
porn,
scene. It's more, just because a movie features nudity, does it make it porn? And that's what you just claimed, and I'm saying I don't think that's true.
I think there are those who view it as porn.
Well, do you view it that way?
I like all of it.
That wasn't the question.
Whatever you want to call it, just keep making it. That's all I care about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.